Starting on another new week, 2020, year of breaking free, year of change, a year of positive change. Most importantly for myself, it's a year of overall healing, physically, emotionally, spiritually, just overall healing, starting on a clean slate, you know? Sometimes, you know, the clean slate involves really difficult, hard changes, acceptance, and decisions. And it's not always easy. Trust me, it's not always easy. You know, sometimes instead of putting yourself outside your own shoes, sometimes I'm just telling you from experience, you have got to put yourself first. You know, it's not called being selfish, it's called being selfless. You have to put yourself first, love yourself first, take care of yourself first before, you know, you can do that with anyone. But you may be at a point in, you know, in your life where you've done too much of that. And then there's hard changes you have to make. You sometimes, you know, reality will slap you and it just takes something. Just, I always say to, you know, I wouldn't say to break the straw on the camel's back because even the camel don't deserve that, but there's always going to be something that's going to awaken you. And you're going to realize that you've got to make some swift, quick changes. Or as I said before, if the ship is starting to sink and you see it sinking, you better start getting prepared and get yourself a safety net and a big old boat. Start planning ahead, because if you see it sinking, don't sit there and stay on the boat and start sinking with it. Someone that wants to save themselves and make themselves a better life, a happier life, you know, they're going to save themselves. And that could mean in various ways. You know, this year, I've already started looking at flights. I'm going to finally realize the dream of getting back out there. I'm going to be traveling a lot this year. It's a first year as well. I've been out of the country once to Panama, and I absolutely adored that country. And I always told myself, one day I'm going to be back there. I'm going to be back in Panama. I was so busy just, you know, when you ever realized you're second in line and you're doing for someone and you realize that, you know, you step back and go, okay, but what about me? What about myself? Or if it's, you know, it doesn't matter what kind of relationship you're in, and you're in a relationship, it's just a one-way street, you know, relationships are supposed to be two ways. You give and they give, and that's just how it works. It's a process, you know, and no relationship's perfect. Everybody has their ups and downs. You know, no relationship's perfect. If you think you're in a perfect relationship, you're fooling yourself. You're in a land of make-believe, because there's no relationship that's perfect. But if you're finding yourself and it's always you trying, it's always you doing, it's always you, it's always you, it's always you, and you feel like you've become your own best friend, your own, you feel like you married yourself, you know, you. One day, you're going to have that light go off, you're going to have an epiphany, and you're going to go, whoa, whoa, wait a minute here. This isn't right. And you may have tried to work things out, you know, or you have a friendship or some type of relationship or a close loved one, and you try and you try and you try, and it's just not going anywhere. You know, and if you're the one that's been trying, don't fault yourself. It's not you. Don't blame yourself for someone else not wanting to work on the problems. It's not you. But you have to quit giving so much time and energy and minutes and seconds and hours and days and weeks and months and maybe even years, and you're never going to get that back. Relationship is two ways. You gotta be willing to have someone that wants to work with you through the struggles, through the trials and tribulations. And if you don't have that, I'm telling you right now, you're not going to have a successful relationship. Trust as well is a big part of any relationship. When trust is gone or trust is blown, I firmly believe, and this is my opinion, we're all entitled to our opinions, I believe that you can rebuild that trust I believe it definitely takes over a long period of time, and it really depends on what initiated that mistrust between, you know, parties, whatever your relationship may be. This is just a roundabout. It could be you're married, engaged, your best friend, coworker, you know, business partner, neighbor, you know, whatever situation, you know, it depends on what type of mistrust was going on. And if it's a repetitive pattern of constantly losing trust and the opposition, you know, you've tried and you've given, you know, I don't know, everybody's going to chime in on this one, but, you know, some people say one strike, you're out. Some people say, you know, what's that old saying? Once shame on you, twice shame on me, or three times shame on both of us. I don't know. Or 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out, the old ball game. I don't know. It just depends how you look at it. But if you can't trust someone, then how are you supposed to have a relationship? I don't care what kind of relationship it is. I'm telling you right now, it's not going to work. Trust takes when it's blown, and depending on how greatly the mistrust is, can take a long time to build trust again. And if you've gotten to that point and say you're like, okay, I'm back to 5-10% of trust back, you know, a person's earned a little bit of my trust back, and then they blow it again. And then guess what? You're right back down to zero again. All right, now you've got to rebuild it all over again. And it may take weeks, months, it may take years. They give a 10% of trust back. Okay. I feel like I'm giving them 10%. They get, you know, they make me feel comfortable. I feel comfortable. All right. You're getting a second chance. All right, 10% of trust go back. And then they do something again. It's disheartening. It's an emotional letdown. Because sometimes we want to see good in our relationships, and sometimes it just gets to the point where 1, 2, 3, and you're getting past the three strikes, or shame on you, shame on me, shame on both of us. And all of a sudden, you realize there's never going to be any trust. You know, you got to do some soul searching privately. Figure it out. Because at that point, if you don't have trust, there is no relationship. Right? And if you can't rebuild trust, and it's just you constantly wanting to work it out, you trying to fix it, you, and the other opposition is just like, they don't need to say it. Look at this quote. It's the truth. God honest truth. Sometimes people don't need to say it. It's how they treat you. And that's a hard truth to swallow. And you may be the female in a relationship, and I'm telling you right now, it's God's truth. How he treats you is how he feels about you. No ifs, ands, or buts, period. And it could be in whatever relationship you're in, whether you're the woman, the friend, the man, the loved one, the whatever. How someone treats you is how they feel about you. Period. Beginning of the year allows people to start on a clean slate, to rid of the past. Because last year, 2019, was the past. You're not living in 2019 anymore. Nor are you living in, you know, Abe Lincoln or, you know, Gettysburg Express. You're not living in that time frame, okay? You're living in 2019. You're living right here, right now, in this very moment. You're not even living in January 1st anymore, 2020. Okay, you're living in January 2020, I said 19, 2020, on this particular date. Your past is your past. But sometimes you have to do some soul searching and take life inventory, because let's face it, we're not getting any younger. Every year you're getting older. And you can sit there and procrastinate till the cows come home. They may never come home because you procrastinated that long. They've already got new residents. And sometimes things just don't change in relationships. And if you've sat back and you've realized, oh my God, it's been all me. what has the other person opposition done? What have they done? Are you that kind of person you feel like, what? I feel like I married myself. I feel like, hold on, if you're engaged, I feel like I put the ring on my own ring finger. Or, you know, you're a close best friend. I feel like I've been my own best friend. Where they've been at, how they treat you is what they think of you. How people treat you is what they think of you. And if you don't like how you're being treated and you're in whatever relationship, then you need to sit back, step back, do a life inventory. And sometimes when you get that realization and a light goes off, because it really takes a clear brain, a clear mind, but most importantly, an open, not closed heart. You can't have hatred in your heart when you're making really, really big life decisions. You know, an example of, you shouldn't work off of emotion, and you really have to think clearly, and you have to be able to separate yourself from the situation sometimes that you're in. And you can't think with your heart. You have to think with your whole self what's best for you. And sometimes, you know, it's an unfortunate situation, decisions that you have to make. And, you know, it's not always sometimes things what they appear to be. When you get older, you realize that handling things privately is the best way of all to handle some trials and tribulations in life. And to handle it behind closed doors, because it's your life and it's your life changes and it's gonna affect you for the rest of your life. But you can't constantly give people chances over and over and over again. When you get past the three strikes and you're on 35 strikes, been there, done that throughout my life, you know, and I'm talking about intimate relationships, whether you were dating someone, engaged to someone, yada, 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 you know, it's not gonna work. If someone doesn't wanna change, I'm telling you right now, they're not going to change. And that can be a hard pill to swallow. But guess what? You're older, you're wiser, you're more mature, you have grown through and by the challenges that you have faced, obstacles and trials and tribulations in your life. I am at a point in my life where I have went through a lot of changes, a lot of drastic changes over this past year. I'm on the other side of the mountain. I don't have the medical anymore, mostly by choice. I have a scan this month. The scan is just so I'm aware, because I am now going to be taking on traveling throughout this year. It will make me aware of possible complications or things that I may run into. I don't know what the last clinical trial with oncology. I don't know if it's done any positive changes with my current situation. I try not to talk about medical stuff, even on roundtable and with close friends. I just don't talk about it. I feel like that's a part of my life that I did everything in my power, and I have no regrets over every decision and, you know, risks I took and have taken. But I'm at that point now where I'm living life, and I am getting back on the road. I'm getting back on that plane, and I've already have two dates set. I'm going to be traveling. I want to see and go back to Panama. I want to see the world. Life's short. I'm not going to let medical uncertainty stop me. But if a scan shows something really off the wall crazy, and I'm walking in, you always have to walk in, those who, when you know, deal with oncology, it doesn't work for you, and I don't like talking about this anymore because I've moved past it. But sometimes those clinical trials or chemo radiation doesn't work for you, you know, and you have to go back. You're walking into these scans in the land of the unknown. You have a 50-50 chance. 50% things have changed for the better, 50% they haven't. Or you could do a stagnant, and it's very rare to do a stagnant where nothing's changed at all. It's always, I've never run into a stagnant. There's always either it's you know, a little bit looks a little bit better, or this looks better, or this maybe look a little worse. You know, you're running a 50-50. This is going to be my last scan this month, you know, on top of just cosmetic surgery and undoing what all the treatments have done. But after my last appointment, which I'm scheduled the beginning of the third week of February, that'll be my last appointment. I have 5 dates of surgery to go through as well to reverse everything. I will be in great hands. It's been busy. It's going to be busy up until then, just getting everything situated in that. But that's it. I will be starting to travel. I will be fully healed, you know, and I'll be good to go in March, and I'm going to be traveling. And there are so many changes in my life that, for personal reasons, you know, I've chose to, you know, I've learned a lot, and I choose to keep private and will not be discussed. But you got to realize that, you know, this new slate and this new year is about taking risks, because you have to make the changes that what is best for you. Don't worry what other people may think. Don't worry about how other people may judge you or misjudge you. Don't worry about being under that microscope or, you know, whatnot, magnifying glass. Worry about what's best for you. Make the decisions and changes in life this year, right now, this very second, that will affect tomorrow and your future, that will make for the happiest and a positive life. Because if you're not living a happy life, and the goals and your positivity, and it's just things aren't going right, you know, it's because you're on the wrong path. Get off of it. Nobody's going to take your hand and get you on the right path. I'm telling you right now, my experience, you have to pull yourself out of the rut. Do it. But sometimes you have to do it in a private manner. You know, take the time that you need to work on you and making the best changes for this new year. Because the most important person that you will ever have their back, look out for, is that person in the mirror. And that person's you.